You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Oh, my lord of a roller coaster fantasy suite episode.
I am unwell.
I am also unwell. I am so stressed out after watching that. I really thought, Becca, this felt like an episode that was going to be fairly clear cut. I was like, we have our three perfect men. We're going to have, we had two, fantasy suite days. We were seeing Brendan being stressed, but I'm like, okay, it's going to be a pretty standard ending because they're wrapping this show pretty quickly, right? So it can't be that wild. I don't understand how they're going to wrap this tomorrow.
I'm taking up drinking now.
Because no drinking.
I'm going to need it for Matt James season. I already knew that, so I thought I'd get started now. But now, in preparation for tomorrow, I just don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
You know what? I was sort of prepared for this because I saw messages of people saying she's in the same dress when she sends the guy out in the limo as she is on her date with Brendan. So it looks like she sends Brendan home. People were prepping
I didn't see that with their deduction skills. I was confident.
I thought it was improbable. I didn't want to believe.
Oh my God. I was 100% confident that it was going to be, that Brendan was going to be top two. I mean, we've been talking about this from the beginning. Brendan will be the guy who Tayshia ends up with. And Tayshia, we find out, seems to really have thought that too.
That was wild.
Tayshia saying that she thought every day about the fact that Brendan was her guy.
I was kind of surprised by that. Like, honestly, even though we've been saying that it's him, yeah. I was sort of surprised that she said that like, every day I thought it was him.
Well, especially since we have our leads always talk about how they have that person from day one, and that's typically the person they end
it
up
was
with.
Brendan
was Tayshia's day one.
So do you think that she thought then at the door was Brendan?
Oh.
And like, that's why her face,
Becca.
Like, it's not even that her face was so like annoyed by Ben. Becca. She was just disappointed because Becca. She thought it was going to be Brendan coming back.
Do you realize that you just put my stomach in my throat?
That kick in the stomach.
Hurt wishing. And then that would also...
That hurts.
That would also feel like it might impact her decision with Ben, thinking so hopeful that it's going to be Brendan, and then her maybe being like, sure, I mean, here's this guy declaring his love for me, and Brendan just left, and I'm heartbroken, and so now I'm just going to be like, okay, yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Which also, looking from the promos, it looks like fucking Ben is in the top two. It looks like she sends Ivan home.
Okay.
And it looks like it's Zach and Ben in the top two. That's disgusting. Now, we will get into it, but I'm a Zach stan now.
Zach is my king. When I tell you I'm physically in love with him, like, it just grows rapidly.
Okay, I like him ironically.
I'm
not actually in love with him, but like, it's like a funny, quirky thing for me to like him right now.
I'm telling you, this is just it. Fact of the matter is this. If I was a single woman and the Bachelorette ended and Tayshia ends up going with Ivan or Ben and doesn't choose Zach, I would for a fact slide into Zach's DMs and I'd be just praying to go out on a date with him.
Somewhere Kenny is crying.
I know. And that's the thing. My love for Kenny is obviously irony. I also found out today that his mom looks exactly like me. So I feel like Kenny and I might have had a chance.
Okay, let's talk about who your top three would be. Your top three. Well, do you think your number one would be Zach?
Yes.
I think Zach would be your number one. I think Damar would be your number two.
Yes, Damar would be my number two.
I think your number three would be Brendan. Maybe.
Probably. I feel like I feel so seen right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Brendan is just so attractive, and I think Brendan is so wonderfully calm, but I am more like just energy and everything more attracted to Zach and Damar for sure. Mm. Brendan would have been your number one.
I don't know. I had a hard time like honestly getting to know Brendan in this.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
I didn't really see a fun side of him, which would be difficult.
Just him
for
dancing.
Me.
Yeah, you like to have a good time.
I need to have a good time.
Yeah, I'll be real with you. I feel like Noah definitely would be your number one.
I know, is that weird? Yeah, it's kind of probably true.
I mean, I think that you guys would actually probably really hit it off. And then maybe Brendan would be your number. Well, I think Brendan and Noah might be. Brendan would be in your top three, but he wouldn't be enough fun for you.
I think Noah would maybe be number two.
Two, yeah, because you'd be like, I have a great time with him, but this
is serious
not
enough.
Long term, maybe. Well, for all you broads maybe listening.
Plus, you never know in the fantasy suites. You never know what's going to happen with Brendan in the fantasy suites. No, you never know what's going to happen with any of them.
That's very, very true.
But we knew what happened with Zach in the fantasy suites.
We very much knew what happened with Zach in the fantasy suites. Well, any broads who listened to Nick's episode, Nick Vial had an episode with Noah, and that was quite an insightful episode. I would recommend everyone listen to it. Noah spilled some serious tea.
I love that.
We also find out, by the way, that he was homeschooled, like we assumed.
Oh, yeah. Let's just talk about that real quick, because he is like, the middle child of a shit ton of children.
Yes.
Yeah, homeschooled.
Homeschooled.
Christian. This is why I connect with my man, Noah.
He was the youngest one on the season, youngest one. You guys have a lot in common.
Cheers.
And he's not afraid to, like, stir some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
cheers.
Go on on Via Files after the season and spill some serious
spill
tea.
Some tea, throw some shade.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. But so, we found out a lot from Noah, and one of the biggest things we found out from Noah
this is big
is that Ben did not know that Tayshia was previously married and then divorced.
Like, just didn't know that.
Didn't
period.
Know when he was in the top five.
Yeah.
So this was not like, oh, he didn't go in knowing. There was a conversation had with the men, and Ivan and Noah were talking about Tayshia, and Ben was there, and Ben was like, wait, what? She was married before? And Noah was kind of like, I don't know how you're this far and you don't know that. And Noah threw some, I think, very unwarranted shade towards Tayshia, and you know my feathers were a flustered. I'm like, do not speak of Tayshia this way. He said, it's interesting to me because I think it's kind of a two-way street where she should have been opening up more to the men.
Yeah.
But I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
That's their job to ask Tayshia questions about herself. She's so good at listening.
Granted, though, I'm actually going to advocate for Ben a little bit on this one. How can you ask for something like that without, you know, like...
True. And Ben's been and she's been pushing Ben to be open with her, and she then maybe wasn't talking about...
Right. Like, how would Ben... He wouldn't know to ask about her being married.
Yeah. Well, what Noah was saying is Noah was like, I mean, the rest of us all knew. He's like, you know, Ivan, myself, and that was the thing that Noah was saying too. He said Ben had some of, like had a lot of time with Tayshia, a lot more than some of the other guys.
Yeah, like Noah, for instance, not having anyone. But also, maybe he's watched the show.
Yeah.
So that comes into play, too, of course.
True. Whether,
if people have watched her seasons.
Well, Noah was saying that from his perspective, watching the guys, the top crew, he said that Ivan is like his guy. They're like best friends.
A good sign.
A great sign. And, but he said they're super close. He said him and Tayshia absolutely had a deep connection. They obviously knew a lot about each other. They both
Ivan
opened up.
Him?
No, Ivan and Tayshia.
Yeah, okay. He's commenting on their relationship.
And then he said that Zach, he said he always respected because Zach, very clearly kept his and Tayshia's relationship very private. Mm. He said he was the one guy who everyone else was kind of spilling tea about what was going on. And Zach was just like, no, we're good.
This is why Zach has grown on me, because I've been getting some DMs of people being like, no, Zach is still creepy. Like, come on, Becca, where are you? You know, be our stand Zach for creepy Zach. King. But I have grown to respect Zach in a similar way because he stays in his lane. Mm-hmm. He doesn't throw shade, except when Bennett touched him and he said, why the fuck are you touching my arm right now? Yeah. Back up, bro.
He needed his personal space.
He knows how to, like, Zach knows how to set boundaries.
Yes.
He knows how to set boundaries. I appreciated in this episode how he made one comment where he goes, it's not about, it's not about Brandon and Tayshia. It's not about Ivan and Tayshia. It's about just Tayshia.
Period.
And I was like, okay, yes, because I just love that focus. I'm like, this is about her. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm not going to worry. If it's meant to be between us, it's meant to be. And not in a way that he doesn't care about her. He's just like, he has accepted that this is out of his control.
Oh, 100%.
And I love that.
And I love that I feel like so often at this point with the fantasy suites, you see like the last contestants getting very competitive. Quaking. They're quaking. They're getting competitive with each other.
Mean,
comparing, whatever. And Zach, this whole time this whole episode remains so steady that though he's clearly in love with Tayshia, he's just like,
he wasn't even stressed on their date. He wasn't even awkward compared to the other two guys in the beginning.
Yeah.
He wasn't even hesitant. He was just like,
no.
Let's take this as far as it'll go, and that's all that matters, is that I get to cherish every moment with you, is kind of how he's like handling it. I just love that.
I love that. And like, so what, like I was saying, Noah was like, hey, you know, Zach seemed like it was trucking the whole time. So what he said about Brendan, though, is he said Brendan burnt hard and fast. He said immediately everyone was like, Brendan, Tayshia's clearly over the moon about Brendan. She's going to choose Brendan. Like everyone right after their first date, he said everyone had their eyes on Brendan. That was like Tayshia's focus.
Yeah.
He's like, but as the weeks went by, it was started to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. And there wasn't that connection like there was at the top, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, and
we saw that in this episode.
We saw that in this episode. It's like Tayshia was really holding on to, you know, obviously how she felt at the beginning, and they have this like major chemistry, but it seems like he started to get really nervous about the seriousness of everything and maybe not realizing what he had gotten himself into.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, the stress. Well, anywho, that was Noah's tea. Also thought that Ben was definitely going to show up again, because started to notice, obviously took note on his Instagram profile that his bio says, I love you a lot. And he was has been posting regularly.
Okay, but do you think that has to do with Tayshia?
Yes. Yes, 100%. Because he keeps posting these Insta stories constantly that have been saying, I love you, randomly, like really close screenshots to his face. Brats have been sending these screenshots.
I thought that was sort of like a positivity thing.
And it definitely might be a positivity thing.
Yeah.
It might be. But it also seems like the fact that that's what ended, I think he's breadcrumbing us. I think he's giving us signs that he was coming back. And then also speaking of IG, Ivan and Riley, their accounts were disabled by Instagram.
What was up with that? What did they do? Why did that happen?
I'm not sure, because Instagram adjusted all these things on December 20th, which, by the way, has completely fucked over so many sex workers. And it's something like...
Wait, what is it? What did it do?
I don't know all the details of it. I haven't read up on it, but it's something like if there's certain things that have been in the past with an account or whatever, it's just disabling all these accounts. And so
I'm scared.
I know, very frightening. Major shout out to all the accounts like Date Card Pod, Bachelor Reality, Bachelor in Quarantine, who were posting about it, and all of our broads who were tagging Instagram and posting, because Riley and Ivan got their accounts back within like 24 hours, I think maybe like 48 hours. And thank goodness, because Riley wasn't going to have his damn account for this episode, which I was like...
You mean Ivan?
Excuse me. And I was in a full spiral for him. I'm like, this is wild. He's going to be in the top three with a disabled Instagram account. And by the way, Instagram, while you're at it, give them blue check marks, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, also please... give me my branded content tools back, because they've been removed for me violating Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram.
For having topless art in the background, you know, for having a pic of Ruth without a shirt on. Yeah, I just...
They just take away your tools.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I know. Fuck you. Fuck you, Zuck. Yeah. Anyway. Anything else pressing for this episode?
No, there's so much. There is so much Bachelor news, but this is what's important. Fantasy suites are what is at hand right now.
Yes, 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 yes.
Should we dive in?
We shall.
Okay. So fantasy suites are where we've been the entire time, La Quinta. I'm in the weird spiral of here we are again. It's the fantasy suites and we're in the same spot that they've been the entire time.
Yes.
What a trip. And then I started
A lack of a trip.
What a actual lack of a trip. Physically a lack of a trip. I was having flashbacks, by the way, of Tayshia all of a sudden on Colton season because we see her hanging out of that like white, the room. The white walled room where she's on the balcony. And I feel like I remember her being on Colton season doing the same thing before their one-on-one. And I always randomly think about Colton and Tayshia's one-on-one.
I know.
When they woke up the next morning and we were like, yes, Colton revealed his alien self to her because they both were so quiet and so awkward. And I still, one day when Tayshia's off contract, we have to find out.
I mean, what happened, you know?
What happened?
Like micropenis.
Alien form. That's what I'm convinced of. It was too jarring. She was
like disgusted.
She was like, I don't like him. And she was about to hit the road as fast as she could. That breakfast was the most awkward thing I've ever seen. I think about it all the time.
What?
Think about it all the time.
Do we ever get any good leads on what the hell happened?
No, nothing. That's what I'm saying. As soon as Tayshia's off contract and be like, I need to know. I'm so sorry. Please. So we get Zach, and Zach is just like, it's hard being around you guys now. This is, again, I think aside from Pilot Pete's season where we had like the Hannah Ann, Maddie Victoria thing where we have contestants having to see each other during the fantasy suite week.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do it. Like, didn't they do it with Nick Viall and Sean?
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they do it every now and then to throw them a loop.
I just will always picture Hannah Ann and Maddie and Victoria and that unbelievably uncomfortable hotel moment when they all walk in and they're like, oh, hello, I guess we're all bunking together. That was so wild.
That in particular was a crazy end of the season. Yeah, but this one, you know, it's not that crazy because we do have some cool, calm, composed men. Mm-hmm. Well, except for Brendan, but he's not really throwing it at the other guys. He's just collapsing in on himself.
He was so pale the entire time. Like, he was on the verge of fainting this entire episode.
He looked like he hadn't eaten in like 4 days, you know? He just has like nerves and anxiety and just like can't keep any food down. So he's just shaking.
Yeah, he looked pale. A little gaunt. He did not look like he was doing well. And he then is bringing up
Brendan, do you have the Rona?
Brendan, like, we need to test you okay? Right now.
Poor guy.
He's bringing up that it's obviously different for someone who's been married before. And he's like, Zach, you know, and they're having their like bro moment. Ivan, on the other hand, is just like happy as a clam. He's just like, me and Tayshia are gonna have a great night.
Oh, yeah, because Ivan gets the first date.
Yes, because Ivan gets the first date. But then all of a sudden, JoJo's back. Someone let her run by Chris Harrison.
I was really confused by that. I was like, oh, JoJo's here again. Okay.
Bye. So confused why she was back. But I have to say, loved that Tayshia was able to have a conversation before fantasy suites with a woman and not the Chris Harrison situation where he sits across from like the
it's like almost predatory.
Yeah. Bachelorette lead and is just like,
so you're looking forward to it?
So
you got big plans this week?
What are you most excited about? Huh? I'm going to give you a key for all the guys. You get to choose. What
three
do you think?
Of them.
Three. Actually, JoJo and Tayshia got to have a moment. A
girl convo.
Yeah. And Tayshia, you could tell she's like a little stressed out. And JoJo's like, this is important because this is when it gets a little harder because you're talking about location. Maybe you're going to live in Orange County and he lives here and you're going to have these real conversations. And it was actually like it was a real talk. It wasn't just Chris Harrison psyching her out.
Yeah.
I think that they should have that. I think they should have that in the future.
Nah, it's better to just keep people confused and sad and you know.
We like to see the stress. Befuzzled. We like to see the stress. Well, then Chris Harrison is with the men, and then speaking of stressed and confused, Zach is looking very tan and hot. Ivan has bedroom eyes, and Brendan is looking so terrified at this point.
He's, like I said, Brendan is on his deathbed. He is not doing okay.
He's not doing
Someone
okay.
Check on Brendan.
He starts to do worse when he finds that Ivan gets the first date. He was really hoping to get that first slot so he wasn't having to sit there.
There's a lot of things going on in my man's head. He like doesn't want her to be with anyone else, but then he's questioning if he really wants to be with her. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a lot happening.
There's too much
inside his mind.
And you know, you see the producers at work behind his eyes. Like they have been keeping Brendan up.
Oh yeah, 100%. This is what we were saying while we were watching it. We're like, he has been put through the ringer. They are breaking him.
They're doing all the late night interviews with Brendan.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And just being like, well, you know, we know she wants a ring. We know she's serious about this. Like, are you ready? Like, if Tayshia was to ask you tomorrow, you know, just they're asking him questions that are irrelevant, you know? It's like, well,
right.
It's not going to happen. But they're like, if Tayshia was to come in here right now tonight and say, Brendan, will you run off with me? What would you say? And Brendan's like, I don't know.
Poor Brendan's like, I want to be a good guy and I want to do the right thing, but I don't know what to say right now. And you know, yeah, they definitely were like, you're her number one. She's had only eyes for you this whole time.
Which
like,
I guess turns out to be true.
Turns out to be true. But you know, they're letting him know that for sure because they're watching him just panic.
You know what? It's almost like, I feel like producers, he was just like too boring for them. Like, he doesn't give them enough on camera. So they're like, we'll get in Brendan's head. We'll make him send himself home. And we'll bring back in Ben. Ben loves being on camera.
That sounds about right. That sounds about accurate. I'll be real.
So continuing on.
Well, Ivan gets the date card. Zach was cracking me up because Zach goes, listen, Ivan's a good dude. Like, I'd want him to date my sister, but not my girlfriend.
Fair. Totally fair.
Very fair. Zach. Very fair. And Zach is extremely confident. He said that line that you brought up a few minutes ago. And then he also was saying that he thinks that him and Tayshia are on a different level. And I would have to agree.
Yeah.
Especially after watching this. I mean, we've talked about their massive chemistry the whole time.
Comments about Brendan, though.
I know.
It's not what I expected.
Me either. I don't know if maybe... It's what we've talked about, like where Zach, there's a part of her that maybe there's that like massive chemistry there. But Brendan was the first one that she felt that way with. Like she said, Brendan makes her feel really like calm and peaceful.
Well, and she said, I pictured him as my husband, which is just so crazy. But
oh, no,
maybe that's just the difference. Like she's in the moment with Zach, but with Brendan, she saw a future.
I'm so stressed out. Poor Tayshia. Yeah. All right. Well, before we get into Ivan's date, should we take a quick little pause?
Yeah.
Well, broads, sometimes there comes a surprise to some people that I'm organized. I feel like that's a little bit surprising.
Not surprised to me anymore.
Well, but. Not anymore. But, you know, I can be very unorganized in some ways. But in certain ways, I can be organized to an annoying level. And if it can be sorted, I want to put it on a list and manage a schedule. Tracked with an app. I love it. I know all my type A people out there are feeling very seen right now. If you can relate, you have to go check out Modern Fertility. Even if you can't, you have to check it out. I can't say enough good things about their home fertility test. It's giving people with uteruses everywhere the ability to track their fertility and plan for the future in an affordable, accessible way.
Yeah, and I don't think the words accessible and affordable even do this test justice at all, actually. So let's break it down just a little bit. Traditional fertility testing at a doctor's office can cost over $1,000. But with Modern Fertility, you're going to get the same information taken from a simple at-home test for just $159. Mm-hmm. The same info broads for almost one-tenth of the cost.
You'll get all kinds of insights like how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and other important fertility factors. Plus, if you need help understanding your results or want to discuss next steps, you'll be able to talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse. If you want kids today or maybe someday in the future, it's important that you have all the information to make the decision that's best for you. And Modern Fertility is the tool you need to stay informed.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off their at-home test when you go to modernfertility.com/chatty. That means your test will cost only $139 instead of the hundreds or possibly thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. So get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/chatty. That's modernfertility.com/chatty.
Well, broads, I'm on cloud nine right now. Why? Because finally, after years of searching, I have found a bra that is not only comfortable, but also sexy. What? I know, it's shocking. 99% of the time, bras are either so comfortable and well-made, but like, looking, or they're sexy and make you feel hot, 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 but you have a wire sticking into your side the entire time. So how do you find a bra that's comfy and sexy? I don't know, impossible, right? Well, I'd like to tell you about this Christmas miracle. It's Third Love's Petal Lace Demi Bra, and it fits the bill for comfy and sexy. But the even better news is that so do all bras from Third Love.
I concur. Third Love bras are the real deal, with signature details like memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free band. You'll find yourself reaching for your Third Love bra every single day. I really like my Third Love bras that I just got some new ones recently. Plus, their bras come in more than 80 sizes, so never again will you have to try to fit into one of the few dozen sizes most stores have available, because Third Love includes cup sizing from AA to I, I don't know if that's double A or AA, but all the way to I, with bands sized 30 to 48. And yes, they even have half cup sizes.
Woohoo! And look, we get it. Buying bras in general is tricky, let alone on the internet. That's why Third Love gives every customer 60 days to return it if they don't love the products. Exchanges and returns are always free and incredibly easy, and they have their team of expert fit stylists ready to help you find what you need. And Third Love actually donates all those gently used return bras to those in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. So far, Third Love has donated over $20 million in bras, which is amazing. But also, by the way, their test online, it was like the most perfect fit I've ever had via somehow a test online. I don't even understand how it works, but wow.
Well, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 10% off your first order. You just have to go to thirdlove.com/chatty and you'll find your perfect fitting bra, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/chatty for 10% off today.
Well, then we have our Ivan date. We have our Ivan
yes,
date.
Yes, 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 we do.
And Tayshia she lights up when she sees Ivan. I know we talk about that there's not that specific type of sexual chemistry.
Yeah.
And I think that was pretty clear post the actual.
Yes, it seemed like that to me.
Nighttime portion. But she just absolutely adores him. He adores her.
Yeah.
And they, of course.
She lights up, you know?
She really does light up. And they, of course, get thrown into a fun date where they are forced to do a world record kiss. The longest,
oh my
coldest
God.
Kiss.
Have you ever done an ice bath before?
I couldn't do it for 2 seconds.
I don't think I could either.
There's no way. Now, if it was reversed and it was a scalding hot bath, I would have killed that.
Me too.
Dominated,
130
right?
130 degrees.
Oh,
let
yeah.
me
just singe.
I do 140. Yeah.
I love to be in a steaming hot bath and just drenched in sweat, but cold.
Me too. I love getting in the bath and turning on the hot water in full blast so that I can cook myself like a crab, and so that I don't realize how hot it is until I step out and look in the mirror and I'm bright red from literally burning myself.
Becca, that's exactly how I take a bath. Because if it's too hot, then I can't get my footsies in there, and then I have to wait till it cools off, and it's too full, and you gotta get in the bath and let it boil you like a
cook
crab.
Yourself. Yes, a crab cooker. Yes.
Well, they should have done that, okay?
I agree. What is with this cold bullshit? Except I didn't think they were gonna beat the record.
They surpassed it. It was incredible.
And I was like, the competitive side of me was like, now I must break this record. Grayston, fill the tubs.
You and Gray in the bath, just polar bear.
It's like, why are we doing this?
You're like, dump out our spa, fill it with freezing water.
You know, that literally crossed my mind. I was like, we should have the spa for a couple of days by a lot of ice.
Can you
film it, live stream it, and we shall break the record.
Can you imagine how like sad that would be, that Tayshia and Ivan had this beautiful moment where you're like, next day, we win. Watch this shit.
7 minutes.
dry this shit now. Oh my God.
But have you ever like swam in a river or something really cold? Because
I mean,
you do get numb. You get fully numb.
I have swam in a cold ocean, and that was enough for me. Mm. And I felt like I was like actually passing away, which was great.
Yeah, you can't breathe. You're like,
yeah, couldn't handle it. So the idea that they had to do some like David Blaine shit. Okay, on their except date,
it was only their legs, pretty much. They weren't like fully submerged.
I mean, because I guess they were leaning. I was surprised they didn't give them one big tub. Why the two separate ones, right? It was like,
yes, good question. I don't get that either. About? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
it seemed uncomfortable just like leaning over.
It looked very uncomfortable. Also, their kiss that lasted for a very long time, there was no movement of the mouth, which I found to be interesting because what would help warm me up is getting those smackers going. Action. Yeah. Get some hot, hot makeout sesh going on. There wasn't any mouth movement.
No, it was just Ivan like,
but I think
being kissed by Tayshia, which that's why I say the chemistry thing, because every time they kiss, it's like Tayshia's kissing him.
I was having these memories of other Bachelor world record kissing moments, and one of them was Sean Lowe with Leslie Murphy, and it was the longest on-screen kiss, the world record for that. And I believe they, I think, did some making out. But there was also a lot of it being still because it's so long.
Yeah.
But there was some making out. And then the other one was the longest habanero kiss between Evan Bass and Carly, where Carly was disgusted with Evan. Remember that?
No.
One of my favorite Bachelor moments. Longest habanero kiss. It was on Bachelor in Paradise. And Carly was repulsed by him doing it. She was like, she looked so miserable.
What does
miserable.
That mean? Do you have a habanero in your mouth?
I think they had to, if I remember correctly, they chewed it and then they had to like make out with each other in like a with habanero remains on their lips.
Ew.
And perhaps in their mouth. Disgusting. I think it lasted for like a minute and 30 seconds because how long can you have a habanero kiss? That's my new record that's coming up, by the way. Yeah, habanero
only kiss. Fans. Oh my God, that would be hilarious if you, like on an OnlyFans, you just did all these different Bachelor challenges.
just
breaking all of them.
Just the painting.
Tonight, Evan and I will be doing a nude canvas painting.
The Tantra date, of course. Yes. The habanero kiss date.
That would actually be kind of fantastic. That's an idea.
That is an
you
idea.
You guys should get on that.
Be naked?
No, not being naked. You don't have to be naked. Just you would. It would just be like Patreon, but you would just recreate all these different like Bachelor moments.
I have to be naked.
Okay, you can be naked. I'm sure more people would probably pay for that. I was just trying to make you feel comfortable, Queen.
Thank you. I'll probably ease into it, but you know, by the time I get to habanero kiss, fully nude, habanero tits.
No.
Habanero tits.
No. That sounds horrible. Don't do that. I hate food stuff. Ugh. No, this is how you ease into it. You'd be like recreating stuff and then you like recreate Claire's strip dodgeball date. And it's just you and Evan playing dodgeball. Obviously, Evan would be winning. Sorry, no shade. And then you'd be naked.
Yeah. Perfect. That's it's a great accurate. Way. Love that.
That's a great excuse.
Do that for the first one.
Yeah. Then you can do Blake's chakra date. Then you can, you know, you can just, there's plenty.
And then
Courtney and what's his face's date? When they got naked and went in the ocean.
Yes. Also the Hannah Brown, Garrett naked bungee jump.
Honey.
Ugh, it's endless.
There's plenty of options.
Wow,
for
the
you.
Content that's coming. The content that's coming your way. Well,
the content that you could pay $15.99 for. In fact, we already have 5 videos up. Funny
you mentioned that. So yeah, I mean, Chris Harrison, he shows up in his extreme business casual t-shirt blazer. Tennies, and he is just him and what's his face, Big Polly, are narrating this.
Do you know who Big Polly is?
He's the security guard, right?
Well, funny enough, how I knew Big Polly is he would always do all the directions. So like a rose ceremony. So he would be like, Becca here, Sarah here, Kaylee there. Ladies, no smiling ladies, serious face, game face. And that's what he would always do. Game faces, ladies.
And really?
We're like, we love you, Polly. He'd be like, game faces, ladies. And we're like, okay. That was like his.
I didn't know that he was like that involved. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Big Polly. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris Harrison made some comment that he was an orphan found on a glacier.
No, that was just Chris trying to be funny.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Big Polly's backstory is.
We don't know his Polly's life.
I'd like to know more about Big Polly. Like, Chris Harrison throws that shit out there, and like, what I mean, what are we supposed to do with that? You know. I would have liked to know more about Big Polly than I had to hear about Neil Lane later in the episode.
I felt violated by that date. Not for any particular reason. I just the Neil Lane date. Yeah, I felt like he was like looking into my window in the middle of the night, watching me. Just watching him as I was watching him interact with Brendan and Tayshia. I hated it, and I will be suing.
Just Neil Lane.
Oh my God, he's horrifying.
I know, I agree. I agree. Him and Bennett should hang out.
Okay, who would you rather have show up in your room in the middle of the night? Oh, Bennett, geez. Or Neil Lane? I know my answer. Bennett.
Yeah, definitely Bennett. Any day.
Yeah, I'll have Bennett father my children before I'll allow Neil Lane to show up in my room.
Yeah, no, I don't need that. I don't need Bennett or Neil Lane telling me how he handcrafts the diamonds 100 times. Like, no, I don't need
I carve them. You don't understand.
This bracelet, this 19th century bracelet. Yes, I was around all of the 1893.
I remember carving it as my father watched. And forced me to do it. I have said, don't go to school, Neil. You can't go to school. You will become a jeweler like me. He's like, and he made me sit there in his workshop. He made me. And here I am.
Just like some
My
weird...
father would be so proud. Oh my God. It feels too real. It's a little
know,
too scary
right?
now.
I know. It came way too naturally.
Oh, it was way too natural. Well, they kiss. They win the kiss. It's so impressive. Yeah. Yeah, and so congratulations to them. You know, we're all proud. And back with the men, Zach is definitely like one-upping Brendan by his trust for Tayshia. Brendan's trying to remain calm and casual.
Oh my God, I know. I know. Zach is meanwhile like, well... It's not about that for me, you know?
He's just like, I trust this for Tayshia. Like, her and I have something different, Brendan. So, you know, it's time to just...
Brendan's like, okay, whatever you say,
like,
Zach.
Just one more tick in his brain. And he's just like, I guess this isn't the right thing for me to be doing. Well, I was watching this and thinking about Ivan. I was just, again, just overwhelmed by the idea that I just love this top three. I'm so attracted to this whole top three. That producers are screwing with Brendan by giving Zach the second date card that says, let's explore each other, which is not what Brendan wanted to hear. And Brendan's
like, explore each other?
It's the 17th layer of glaze over Brendan's eyes. The life was leaving his face moment by moment. Every time the producers would add one more piece to his
blood. They're like,
he couldn't do it. And by the time he was with Tayshia, it was just, he had nothing left.
Do you think Neil Lane's a vampire?
Definitely.
Like a real vampire of old, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps. Have you seen my interview with a vampire?
Of course.
Kind of reminds me of that. For real.
I mean.
I love that movie.
That's so good.
So, anyway.
Anyways. So then, Ivan's night date. Yes, yes. They, by the way, they mention, of course, that there's a breeze. You see the breeze and they bring it up. That's how hot it's been this whole time. That they have them be like, oh God, it's such a nice
single breeze.
You see like some breeze hit Tayshia's hair and they're both like,
you see some leaves go like rustle in the background very gently.
Thank God.
And they're like, wow.
It's unbelievable. They have folding chairs for their date. I noticed. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, come on. Folding chairs for a fan, like right before the fantasy suite date.
I didn't even notice
please,
that.
Please. Well, when the two of them are talking, Tayshia just feels like they bring up that they feel like they could take on anything together. And I believe that. Look at what they did with that kiss. And I think that they definitely have that energy together. They have that like, we could take on the world
power
together.
Couple.
Major power couple.
But the
couple.
Thing is, like, they could start a business together. They could start a nonprofit together. They could do all these things together. Mm-hmm. But could they start a life together? Could they start a family together?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. I want that for him with her. But I also feel like, yeah, I just feel like it just seems so more blatant with Zach and apparently also Brendan, but you know.
Apparently. I can almost like in a very odd way, because Ivan doesn't come off as like a serious guy, I could almost see him being a little too serious for her. Mm. That is, seems like a weird thing when I say it, but like I could see Ivan being like really sort of type A, and that's something that sort of maybe comes out in real life of being like, here's our itinerary for our vacation.
Well, you know what's interesting, B, that you say that, is Ivan, Zach, and Brendan are more serious guys. Mm. They're all three of them. And Zach talks about how he's typically, he was saying with his family last week, how he's very stern normally, right? And then Tayshia brings out his lighthearted side. So we see a more lighthearted Zach. But
I could see all of them being like, the itinerary, Tayshia.
Yes, they have their notes. They have the map where they're going. But we made
dinner plans and they're at 6:15 and you're wanting to stay at the beach longer? And it's 5:30 right now?
She definitely has a type. She likes the guy that's a little more serious. And she talks about wanting to have fun. He was so goofy. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting.
But I mean, these guys all have goofy sides for sure. Definitely. And like are able to have fun.
But she seems to pick in general a guy who by nature is a serious king. Maybe she likes when she's the one who brings out the fun side.
I also think Ivan's a little too young for her.
I think so too.
Which isn't something that's been talked about at all.
I think this season, he acts so much older than his age, so I don't think about it often. But when he does talk about his life experience as far as relationship goes in comparison to hers, you know, she has been married and divorced, and her and Brendan have that in common. Her and Zach have that in common. And Ivan says that I think he's had one serious relationship.
Yeah, I see the youngness come out in Ivan in his youthful optimism, if you will.
We like them when they're a little more broken.
A little more nihilistic. A little more, broken is the word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, there's just something about Ivan where he's like, I don't know what it is. But yeah, he's just like kind of young, or just kind of like maybe a little bit. But he's not inexperienced in just a certain way of life, just a certain part of life. Obviously, he's like very mature and has a lot of experience, but I think he's inexperienced in love.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he's immature in love. I think
probably, I would say he's not immature in love, but I would say in comparison to someone who's maybe had a full marriage and divorce like Tayshia.
I'm not saying immature like he's like, people always throw it around like, you know, oh, they're immature. I just mean like lacking in maturity in love. Like he has yet to understand like certain depths of love and heartbreak, and I don't know.
Interesting.
That's just the vibe that I get, and it's not a bad thing. It's just not right for Tayshia.
It's not Tayshia. Yeah, I understand.
And it's not right for him probably either to be with her. Vice versa.
He tells her that he doesn't want to throw the L word out there too quickly because he takes it very seriously, which I believe wholeheartedly. Ivan is the loyalist, right? We see that with his family. We even see that with his relationship, it seems like, with the men in the house. Like, he has been loyal day one, always there for Tayshia, steady. And I think talking about being in love is a huge deal for him. But he tells her that he's starting to fall in love with her a few weeks ago, and she's full of smiles. And then Tayshia responds to him, and she's very happy about it, but she responds to him, yes, I've been falling for you. I've been falling for you. But she never said falling in love. Not once.
Do you know what it is with Ivan? It just clicked when you're saying that. Ivan, the optimism I'm talking about is he's optimistic about love, and he's very, to me, has a little bit maybe of an immature definition of what love is, romantic love is, in the sense that I can see him envisioning love being this perfect thing.
Mm.
This like real love, true love is like this in his head, where it's just like everything falls together and like it's perfect. I can sort of see him maybe viewing love like that, and him being a little shaken and a little bit confused when he's in an actual, like when he's engaged to someone, let's say, and trials come up within the relationship. I can see him being like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that from him, because I think about his background and like how he was having to raise his son's daughter. And I feel like there's so much that like
To me, it's just romantic love.
Yeah,
I don't think he is immature in his approach to life or his or love or family, and I don't even think it's a bad approach to romantic love. I just think he's a little rosy-eyed. Rose-colored glasses mm-hmm. about romantic love, and I think that maybe he needs to have a little bit more disappointment in love in his life. Like how Tayshia and Brendan and Zach have.
Yes, everybody has
because they've experienced and then they know that romantic love and marriage. I guess I'm just saying it from my experience. That's like something you say where you're like, yeah, love has its ups and downs and it's about choosing the person every day. And that's just like something you say.
Yeah.
But then when you actually experience it, you understand what that really means of like there being days sometimes where you can't stand your partner and there are days sometimes where you want to throw in the reality of it. Yeah. And you can say that conceptually, like, I know there's going to be hard times, but we'll make it through. And it's not until you experience it that you're like, oh yeah, that shit's really tough. And it's, you know,
it's
not something that's just easy when you're in love with someone.
It's true. And we do know, obviously, like you said, Brendan and Zach have had that. Do we ever hear about Ben's past relationships? I don't feel like we heard a lot about Ben's romantic past.
Well, I'm assuming if he's been in the military for 10 years, I guess I don't actually know that much about the military. I was going to say, like, do you have an opportunity for romantic relationships if you're being, like, deployed to certain areas and whatnot?
I mean, I suppose unless it was maybe someone that he met in the military or beforehand and had, like... But I feel like a relationship that would have... I don't feel like we've heard about.
I don't think so either.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Well, Ivan says he's falling for her.
Mm-hmm.
He says I'm falling in love with you. She says I'm falling for you. Keyword left out.
They go to the fantasy suites,
which is actually an Airstream, which I thought was really cute idea.
Yeah, something creative to have on the property.
It was different, and I really want to know, by the way, what Brendan's was going to be, since Zach was actually just like a suite at the hotel.
I know. I was thinking they could definitely do like a glamping thing.
Yes,
with like a hot tub,
right? Like where Jason was taken and where Blake was taken, kind of off property a little bit with all the rocks.
Yeah, I was picturing kind of like a glamping like Coachella yurt situation with maybe like one of those little portable hot tubs or like a wood burning hot tub.
Ooh, that's romantic.
I know.
Ooh. Well, we didn't see it. No. unfortunately. Yeah. But they had this cute Airstream and their little donuts and champagnes outside. And then, of course, it seems romantic, this Airstream, until them and the whole camera crew have to squeeze into it. And you're like...
They're like shuffling. Like, oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry.
And then, you know, all I'm thinking about is having to get up in the middle of the night and pee. And all I'm thinking about, too, is I'm like, oh, if they have sex, I pee always, always right after. Very consistent about that. It's the UTI times. And I'm like, is she going to pee? Is there a restroom in that little Airstream?
Well, I know of someone who had to have a fantasy suite in an outdoor situation, and they had to indeed pee in the dirt outside of their fantasy suite situation.
I cannot. That is so wild to me that they did not set up something for her.
I feel like I'm having deja vu. Did this happen with another season where they fucked someone over like this and we were talking about this?
Oh, a windmill, perhaps? A windmill, perhaps?
A windmill?
A windmill? That tiny, tiny stone windmill with their weird...
Did that not have a...
I don't know. I don't know how a windmill is structured and where a bathroom is. I would imagine it would be at the base
of it.
That's
quite a whimsical, fun...
It is very fun. Room. But it was very tight as well. It was very tight. In fact, remember they had the chest that they opened, and that's where all their like champagne and food was, because there wasn't anywhere else that they could actually access anything.
You know what would be a good one? Would be a lighthouse. That would be cool.
That is romantic.
Yeah.
You're the waves.
But on Airbnb, you could find a lighthouse stand. Okay, anyway.
Well, they were in the RV, and they also have that bed area, which is not spacious at all.
But it's okay. It doesn't sound like they needed it.
Yes. Becca and I would put a lot of money on the fact that nothing happened besides some talking. Making out and maybe a little bit of heavy petting.
I don't even think that.
I mean, we saw Ivan grabbing Tayshia's ass when they were doing the whatchamacallit? The polar bearing.
Yeah.
The kiss. He was their lips weren't moving, but he was
his hands were moving.
So I don't know. But when they woke up the next day, they were talking about how it seemed very just heavily focused on them having a lot of really good conversation.
Yes, and there was no innuendos or like anything like that.
No, even though Tayshia coming out with her little glasses on with her fuzzy slippers and coffee in the morning, it felt very... It was another one of those moments where I'm like, oh man, if that sexual chemistry was there, they would be like couple, it would be so perfect because they feel it's like so natural and sweet. But yeah, definitely don't think that sexy sex was happening.
No, and then he comes back.
Yes.
They're all like, sup, Ivan, how's it going, you know?
He's got a big old grin on his face.
Well, and it's funny because he says some things like, oh, well, we didn't sleep and we watched the sunrise. And, you know, Brendan's like, wow, okay, great. Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
Brendan is spiraling.
But it's funny, like, from our perspective watching it, it's sort of like, yeah, when he says that they didn't sleep and they just watched the sunrise, it's probably because they were just, like, staying up talking and
cuddling,
laughing.
Having a great time, still very valuable. But that smirk said more than talking.
And of course, when your imagination is running wild as one of the dudes who's just mulling over all of the possibilities, it's going to feel much more, it's gonna get a different vibe.
Yes. But now Zach is on his way to the date, and when Ivan hears that it's all about being
exploring each other,
Ivan now is panicking, and now him and Brendan are sitting in their little panic room together, just staring at a wall.
But they are the most supportive top three, like maybe ever. There's no shade being thrown at each other, even in interviews.
Nothing.
Not even in interviews.
I mean, good guys. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, 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 good guys.
Supportive kings.
Supportive kings. Well, then we have Zach's date.
Which we were curious, like, is this the same day? Did she not sleep? Because, you know, Ivan dropped that they didn't sleep. And it seemed like he got home that day. And then it seemed like Zach was, in fact, leaving.
Yes.
To go on the date.
It definitely seemed like probably Tayshia and Zach didn't sleep that night either. That's the vibe I got. That's for sure.
Or, you know, maybe they really had a couple hours and then they just knocked out.
That's very true.
For a solid 8 or 9.
Oh, what a great feeling.
Right.
In Bachelor fashion, we have a good old fashioned.
Yeah.
Our bodies are our canvases type of date.
We're going to have a da-da moment. And yeah.
I wish that they would have an actual artist on one of these dates. I would love to have one of these body canvas ones and have a proper artist on it who's like, back off, I've got this, and is just like rolling and is like staging the Bachelor or Bachelorette and is like, no, don't move, and is just like outlining them, and it takes it very, very seriously, and then they pull back and they like gasp because the art is so incredible, not just the pile of sludge paint.
Have they ever had someone do it naked though?
I don't think fully nude.
Because that's what I want to see. I want to see them putting boob prints, dick prints.
Yeah, yeah. Use those assets.
Those body parts.
As a paintbrush, yes, truly.
The body is the canvas. You know, the body is the brush.
You know Blake would have done that.
Blake was down.
Blake is so disappointed right now that he is not able.
I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed too. By the way, I did get a message from abroad that said that Blake does have that animal Instagram where that's like a hobby of his for sure, but he actually is in pest control. So I think I was right.
What?
Yeah. So like wildlife, all wildlife.
Why is he always taking photos with hawks though?
Well, I think because
where does
it's
he get
like
the damn hawks.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's wrong, but I think that's what I had heard. And I think,
well, showing animals to school children does not pay the bills. You got to have a side hustle. Okay.
That's true.
Maybe
but
he just takes
passion.
Rats out of attics.
Sure, but his passion is the wildlife, and we love it.
I mean, he's taking fucking pics with rhinos and shit.
That's very true.
Not anyone gets to do
that. He's hopping fences in zoos. They're just like, that guy Blake is fucking back! People, it's like when you're a kid and you try to like see if you can sleep over in Disneyland and get through. Blake is doing that every night at the zoo, and they're like, yes. "Fucking Blake is here again with his damn sleeping bag." Blake,
it's time to go, buddy.
Blake, get out of the penguin exhibit. Blake, oh my God. Come on, we can see you. Oh, let's see. Well, these two, they were having quite a time. I really, truly hope. You said, "Is this? You think that this?" Print might be maybe one day in their guest room. And what I hope is that one day this beautiful painting that they created hangs over their their bed, uh-huh. and that they make their children hear about it all the time. And they're always just like, this is when mommy and daddy. The kids are like,
this is disgusting.
Whenever the teenagers. Kids' friends come over, they're just like, well, this is where Mr. and Mrs. Clark, we Frenched all over this campus.
That's something Zach would say for sure. Ew. He's still gross, even though I stan him. Ugh, I hate his verbiage for stuff. It's like he'd be like, me and your mom. We the thing that you understand is sometimes it's not about sex. It's about making love.
Oh, he never.
And your mom and I, we make love to each other, you know? And it's like, oh, man, I'm not even your kid. And I can't listen to this shit. It is too cringy for me.
Well, you know what we couldn't listen to either is the squishing sounds.
The splooshing sounds of the paint.
I feel so my heart hurts for people who can't handle those certain noises because I can feel like it doesn't typically bother me. Those sounds were, oh God, I didn't like it.
No, it was not okay.
But they sure liked it.
They sure liked it. You know, it's funny. They did actually make a really nice purple color. I feel like normally that just becomes like a hideous brown smudge. How did it become such a beautiful, like, pinky purple?
I don't know. And they were both completely purple afterwards.
I know. They purpled it up.
They did purple it up. And they, I mean, it was very, very hot. And it was one of those moments.
The thing is, when I see Tayshia and Zach together, I feel like I am watching my parents. Like, there's something about them together where I'm like, oh, stop. Oh, gross. But I know they're into it, but I'm like, ew.
But they're mom and dad.
Yeah, they are mom and dad.
And as, you know, someone who is in her 30s and is mom and dad,
yeah.
I look at that and I go, okay, mama likes what mama sees. Oh, my
God. You're so gross. I'm mom and dad, too.
I know, but you're youthful.
I don't want to have sex like I'm mom and dad.
No, I want to have sex. I'm just, you know, living vicariously, baby. You do not want to see our bedroom after this. There's canvases everywhere.
Evan wouldn't. Evan's like, no, why?
No, Evan would just be like, what the fuck, Jessica?
I'm saying Evan's like, I am not Zach to you. I can see Evan saying that.
Stop. Stop doing
this.
You
are not Tayshia. Yeah. Why are you wearing this dress right now?
Come on. I bought an original carry off of eBay. Come on.
I'm dripping with the Elaine.
Please. Role play with me.
Well, what was kind of cute is they were talking about their Orange County day together. And yes. I was like, ooh, they're actually going to get married and end up together.
Well, she was very excited talking about this potential. Perfect
life. I'm like, is this what her life is like? She's like, then we'll go on the boat. Then we'll eat beignets.
I was like, damn, beignets,
whatever the fuck. Bonbons.
I would love.
Then we'll go back and we'll have sushi. Then we'll pop champagne.
And I know exactly all the places she's talking about. She's about to hit Nobu up in Newport. Mm-hmm. She's at that little, in Lido Island. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't say all those places that that I think she hangs out.
That's okay. Maybe she'll be hightailing it to New York.
Very true. Well, it was very sweet. And I, you know, regardless of the sounds that were rough and whether you think it's mom and dad sexy times, they are very, very into each other.
Yeah.
Before the date night portion, you want to take a quick pause?
I was just about to say the same thing.
Well, we're in sync, just like Tayshia and Zach. Well, Broads, this year is wildly enough.
Hey, I have to leave really quickly after we're done with this episode, okay? Is that okay? I really gotta go fast.
She's just jetting out. Why is she making those comparisons? Broads, this year is wildly enough coming to an end, and that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Maybe you're taking some well-deserved paid time off from your job. Maybe your university is on winter break right now, or maybe you're just doing everything you can to make it to January 1 and start a new chapter. Mm. No matter how you're spending these last few weeks of 2020, there's one thing you shouldn't be doing, and that's wasting time standing in line at the post office.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right. I couldn't think of anything I'd want to do less than go to the post office when I'm supposed to be taking a break. That's why Jess and I pretty much exclusively use Stamps.com, which is the solution to all your mailing needs. Literally, Stamps.com brings all of the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to you, wherever you are. You just use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. It's really that simple.
And if saving your time wasn't good enough, you'll also save money with discounts you can't even get at the post office, like 5 cents off of every first class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. If you've been shipping holiday gifts out to your families, you know how much money that would save you. Stamps.com has saved me so much money in the past 2 weeks. It is wild. Using Stamps.com really is a no-brainer.
Yep. You can skip the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code Chatty, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage, and you'll get a digital scale. You've got no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the mic at the top of the homepage and type in Chatty. That's stamps.com, promo code Chatty. Stamps.com, you'll never have to go to the post office again.
Never.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
I don't know.
Taxi!
That's our Zach impression. Our Zach impression.
Taxi! Suddenly- Stamps.com! Well, Zachy boy.
Taxi one more time.
Taxi!
Oh, that is good.
Well,
imagine when they went on the date, on the New York date, you know, and we were like, Tayshia did all cute, like, taxi. Tayshia's all, taxi. And he's like, all right, now you hail a cab. And it's you, Jess. And you go, taxi. He's like, taxi. Right over here.
He's like, oh my God, where did that accent come from? I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for my entire damn life.
He's like, honestly, that was perfect.
He's like, I am zero attracted to you now, but that was great.
And then it cuts him. I gained a lot of respect for Jess today.
Lost a lot of my boner for her, gained a lot of respect for her.
Oh man. Anyway. All right. So, night portion of the date. She's got a pink dress on for Zach, and she is stunning.
She is looking incredible. Pink is her color.
Is that a Panina Tornay?
Is that
Giovanni?
That looks like it might be. She is so in love with Zach that she's even seeing new things on the La Quinta grounds. She's like, that bell. I've never seen that bell before. And I know everything about La Quinta, like the back of my hand. And her eyes are just opening up. Now, here's the problem. Becca and I were watching this, and we were watching it East Coast time. Yeah. So we were trying to be sneaky. And at this point, the computer crashed for a second, and we lost maybe like 3 minutes.
But it rebooted just in time to hear the most important three words.
The most important.
I love you.
I love you. And we find out later, which we didn't hear, apparently is true. We find out later that Zach says that they said it to each other.
Yeah.
So
when we saw her in an interview saying like, Zach loves Tayshia and I love Zach or whatever. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold the phone.
And the biggest smile. And throughout the rest of their time together, she's like, say it again. I love hearing you say it. And she is just over the moon.
Now, what's wild is that we might have had a classic Ben Higgins. We might have had her saying, I love you to two men had the other one not sent himself home because
very true.
She said she had seen it with Brendan all along.
Very true. It probably would have come.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, tragic. Well, unlike Ivan's date, they will be having sex.
They were running to the room. Mm-hmm. Running to the room, which, by sprinting. The way, the
disgusting
hotel, I was living for it. And that hotel room, I have been to that hotel before, and I've been in one of those rooms, and I was like, oh my God, this looks so familiar, except I didn't have these two cuties getting it on in here, unfortunately.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Like, La Quinta is open, so I had a sudden thought where I'm like, should we record our last two episodes at La Quinta? But alas, it's a little too late for that. They were also kind of expensive for the rooms I was looking at.
Are they? I don't know, because I used to stay there with my family back when I was younger.
Well, I was just like, I don't want to pay $400 for what looks to me like a Best Western type style suite.
No. Absolutely not.
Yikes. I was like, I was actually like, I don't really know if I want to stay here. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Yeah. It feels like a lot of money and a big commitment to make, you know?
But maybe we can, you know, rent the Batch Mansion one of these days. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I say we save that money for our future funds for the Batch Mansion. Huh? Yes, they're so vibing. They have the strobs and the champs in front of them.
I think the producers had to step in to make sure that they did not conceive a child on the canvas that they were rolling around on.
I think so too. And I think when they had them in their own room, they were in there for 2 seconds before the camera crew had to like run out and leave to give them their privacy, because those two were just ready to be with each other. And let's be real. The next morning scene is perhaps the most gleeful we've ever seen.
They are doing a goddamn jumping on the bed pillow fight.
He is in her robe. They're jumping up and down. They're laughing. They're dancing. Like, it is a celebratory morning.
Wait, has anyone answered, like, do they have condoms in the fantasy suite? Like,
I don't know.
What's the protocol?
You should ask
some friends. You're having sex with three different people in 1 week.
They have to have, like, all sorts of protection. And
yeah, but I guess it's at their discretion, before, right? Yeah, but you do testing like 2 weeks before.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I had sex with someone shortly before going on the show. I could have had an STD. I could have infected Ari.
That's true.
I didn't have one, but I could have.
Yeah.
And I could have been the first, and he could have infected everyone.
Damn. You better be on top of that shit.
But then that makes me wonder, like, so are they not heavily encouraging using protection?
I mean, I guess, like, what are they going to do? They're not going to
put the condom
on him.
Hey, stop.
They just crash in. They're just like a professor, like a sex ed teacher, just like, whoa. Have you not learned anything? Come on, Zach. Come on, guy. Jeez.
Wrap it before you tap it.
Taxi! Well.
Oh, this episode brought to you by Trojan.
Mm. They are jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Tayshia, I noticed this, by the way. Tayshia loves to, specifically with Zach, and I've been noticing this the whole season, anytime Zach looks at her, she always says, what? Like, before he can even, like, bat an eye. Mm. And I noticed that because that's what I do when I feel very giddy with someone. Mm-hmm. The second I see them looking at me, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And it's like, tell me. Mm. I know you're looking at me. I know why you're looking at me. Mm-hmm. I want you to verbalize it, king. Mm-hmm. And so that's that giddy feeling.
Well, Zach gets back with that giddy feeling, and he can't stop kind of giggling, which is a little unlike Zach.
Very unlike Zach.
Poor guys are noticing it.
And Brendan and Ivan, before Zach came in, they're like, he's definitely going to be straight-faced. Typical Zach. He's going to come in. He's not going to say much. Keep it close to the vest. And he tried. He walked in looking down.
And Zach's like, yeah. And Zach's like, the art. We did art on a canvas. That was the exploring each other part. That's the only exploring that we did was the art that they had us do. Yeah.
And he sat down like this. He literally sat down like this. And then the second he looked up,
like this, he's like this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. And it is dead silence after he says this. Dead. They can't even look at each other. And he goes, she's the real deal. Yeah. she's the real deal. Moral of the story, she's the real deal.
We're coming from Zach, that's all we have to hear to know what's up.
And Brendan is quaking now. Now he is the last to have a date.
And it cuts to him going like this. Yeah, I'm excited to have a date with Tayshia for sure. I'm very excited.
Like, can someone check his pulse as he's saying he's excited?
He looks like he just witnessed some horrible car accident or something. He is just like...
He looks completely traumatized. Oh, he is not ready. The producers are just continuing to get to him. Well, Tayshia, his date begins, and we hear Tayshia saying that she loves everything about him. Since day one, he has been it. I am heartbroken.
Cringe.
I am heartbroken.
And, well, on their date... They walk in and it's just Neil Lane playing the piano. Oh!
He's playing the piano very poorly. He's like hitting keys. What would have been so appropriate is if they would have set him up like the Phantom of the Opera, a full pulled up cape, a mask.
Chris Harrison's playing the violin.
And Neil is just like... Yeah, he's playing the wedding march, but in all minor keys, so it sounds very scary. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun. Chris Harrison. The violin. Weaving in and out of the notes. Anyway, yeah, he's just banging away, just embarrassingly.
Embarrassingly.
Did not like that for him.
And Neil Lane is such a salesman, Becca.
Neil Lane looks like someone whose wealth Bennett manages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know that Bennett quickly grabbed Neil Lane's card on the way out.
Neil Lane's like, oh, come in, let me adorn you in my blood diamonds.
He's just...
Is this defamation for Neil? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He's... And he, you know, emphasizes.
Mm-hmm.
I make everything by hand. Look at these earrings I made by hand.
Everything. And he says he is jewelry. What's the first thing you see when a bride walks down the aisle? The earrings. It's the earrings. They glisten. See, you're they catch your Bennett, eye.
But I like it.
It's the crossover.
I
like it. Yes. It's Bennett's uncle, his older uncle, who helped raise Bennett. And Bennett is...
You know what they say about the bride face? Some people say they notice the eyes. But I don't notice the eyes. I notice the earrings, the rings, the bracelets.
And Bennett's like, I notice the eyes first.
So many beautiful eyes. Tayshia, you have beautiful eyes. Speaking of jewelry, by the way, I'm doing this too. Oh, this is Neil Lane.
This is a classic.
This is also Neil Lane. Yes, I assume everything on the table is Neil Lane since you are Neil Lane.
I would imagine if you make all these things by hand, it would be considered Neil Lane jewelry.
Imagine, please. But Jess, take a minute and imagine if that was you and you're saying about your, you know, you. This is Becca Martinez. This too is Becca Martinez.
I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, this?
The ring.
Also, Becca Martinez. I make it by hand. I mean, that is weird. You are a weird guy.
Well, you know, all of a sudden, then he pulls out these engagement and wedding bands, and he shows the ladies' diamond rings, and then he's like, "Oh, these are the gentlemen's bands." And all my brain is doing is this is straight competition for Chris Harrison's line of manly bands, and I feel like Chris Harrison did not see this.
We're being considered to have them as a sponsor of the show.
We got an email.
Chris Harrison's ring line.
We got an email that's potentially manly bands wants a sponsor, and you know I couldn't write back to that email quicker. And he is coming for Chris Harrison's line of manly bands, and Chris cannot be pleased about this. He was definitely not on the editing room floor. Maybe Chris was gone doing something. I mean, JoJo had been there for
Chris
a minute.
Is like, no!
Chris is screaming at the editors afterwards. I fucking told them if they're gonna get one thing right, don't let Neil show off his man band line. My God! Or they actually are manly bands.
Shit over.
They are actually manly bands. Mm. But Neil Lane didn't mention that the actual line that they are.
That's Chris why he was saying, this is Neil Lane, this is Neil Lane. He had to clarify because this is Chris Harrison.
He was not going to mention his buddy Chris's line of because he knows.
Telling.
Because he's also going, Chris Harrison's coming for my deal.
He also said that... their engagement, male engagement rings, is that a thing?
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either, unless you're proposing, which I'm fine with, but I didn't, like, I realized like 2 years ago that you have an engagement ring and a wedding band.
Yes,
I
didn't even know that. And then for some reason, the man doesn't.
Where's
your
ring?
You have to wear an engagement ring.
Oh.
You have to
wear. Is that your wedding ring?
This is actually my mother's wedding band from my father. They're
cursed.
Divorced.
Cursed. Anyway.
Oh my
continuing
gosh.
On.
Continuing on. So Neil then, of course, poor Brendan, of course, the producers.
It's just cruel.
Brendan
is paler than death.
If they would have chosen this date for anyone, like if they would have chosen this for Zach or Ivan, they would have been great, totally fine with it. Brendan's already so nervous.
Brendan's like, I'll take 30 minutes of the ice bath, actually.
He's fine with the ice bath. He's like, I don't know if you all recall, but I have been married before, so this is a little traumatic for me to be sitting in here doing this.
Slightly
okay,
anxiety-inducing.
A little anxiety-inducing. And then,
not to mention with a creep like Neil.
With a creep like Neil. And Neil doesn't leave after he's done showing them the diamonds.
He says, why don't you come have a seat? Why don't we just chat?
They have to have brunch.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
They have to have brunch with Neil Lane during their... honestly, that's probably why Brendan left. He was like, I just
can't do
this anymore.
You know what would have been hilarious if it cut to them having brunch and Neil's just wearing all the jewelry that he just showed them? He's just sitting there like with his drink. 5 bracelets on each hand. 6 or 7 rings, the earrings.
With his champagne.
Tayshia, how's the journey been going? I see the bachelorettes after the final roses. They say, here, Neil, you gave me this ring. I see their babies. He was saying, I was like, what? You are a weird man. You are very weird, very odd.
First of all, that image I'll never be able to get out of my head. It's fantastic. Neil Lane is the person, for me, it's been a specific neighbor in a neighborhood that we lived in, or someone from your church, perhaps, who doesn't ever shut up. That's who Neil is. Like, he would... 100%. The man went on for 2 minutes without taking a breath, and Tayshia and Brendan didn't say a word.
I know.
It was wild. Absolutely wild. He just kept going.
He's like, so how does it look the next few weeks for you? And Tayshia's like, well, I'll be sending one of these men home.
I'm like, Neil,
why are
you still here? Neil Lane is coming for Chris's job, and Chris is coming for Neil Lane. Mm-hmm. These two have a healthy competition. Mm-hmm. They act like friends. They play golf occasionally. They despise each other.
They're always lurking each other's Instagrams.
Chris Harrison is in bed with Lauren Zima every night. Just be like, that fucking Neil Lane. Do you see it? Did you see this post that he posted on Instagram?
But you know, he's so obsessed with him that when he proposes to Lauren Zima, it will be a giant Neil Lane ring.
Of course. But he won't let Lauren Zima tag Neil because he doesn't want to give Neil the credit.
Yes.
But of course.
He says, whatever path you take, I hope you find love.
Mm-hmm,
anyway,
mm-hmm.
Thank God that's over with Neil when it ends.
Ugh, Brendan is gulping. Neil gives a toast. Just the worst.
Well, then we
have the night portion, and there's
foreshadowing. She says there's a type of a disconnect.
And I mean, everyone can sense it, obviously, aside from even Brendan's nervousness. They don't have any interaction on their day-date portion. It's only Neil talking.
Yes.
And it's not making it any better, no. That's for sure. And
if they wanted him out, they couldn't have done it better.
No, truly. They really, really sent him running out the door with Neil. They're like, oh, the producers have been scaring you.
This should be the nail in the coffin.
The Neil in the coffin.
Neil.
The Neil in the coffin
the
is
Neil
what they
in
call
the coffin.
But they have, and it's so sad too, because they have the dreamiest night portion with all those twinkly lights.
Oh my goodness,
set
finally.
Up.
Gorgeous.
So romantic.
Do you think that was one of those things that looked really good on camera and in person would look extremely cheap?
I considered that.
Yeah.
I considered that because you could see the strings everywhere.
Right. The plugs dangling at the bottom.
Yeah, it was very romantic, but it also could have looked IRL, like something your high school boyfriend did for you and he really worked hard on.
Cute.
Yeah. But it looked maybe a little cheesy.
Yeah. Some fake rose petals on the ground.
Of course. Definitely not real. Well, it's
basically she brings it up. She's like, I'm gonna be honest, you seem disconnected, basically what she says. And
mm-hmm.
He gets honest with her.
he gets real honest with her, and he, for a while, he's talking in circles. I'm like, where is this going?
It's been challenging.
It's been challenging.
I want a wife and a kids and a family more than anything.
It means so much to me. This has been making me nervous, blah, 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 blah. And when he says that, though, when he says when he came here, he truly thought that he was ready and he wants to so badly. I mean, to me, Brendan is so genuine. Like, there's no part of me that thinks, oh, he's been riding this wave for a while to stay on TV longer. Not at all.
He's trying to convince himself.
I think he probably...
The anxiety is building.
Yeah, I think he really, really likes Tayshia. But like he was saying, he says that that there's this big part of him that's still broken.
It needs time to heal.
Yeah.
It needs time to grow. And that there's still pieces that he needs to pick up. And his heart isn't whole. And he wants to give her a whole heart. And it breaks his heart that he has to say it. It was actually quite a beautiful little breakup speech, I have to say.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely devastating. But I felt like when we were watching it, I told you, I'm really, really glad that he had the respect for Tayshia to do this before they went into the fantasy suite.
Yeah, totally.
Because it could have been so easy for him to just be like, you know what? I'm just going to try it, see how this goes.
Yep.
I'm feeling a little nervous, but, you know, I'm just going to try this and see it, like if the chemistry's there and like if it knocks, you know, if our night together just knocks my socks off. But
you can tell that he's really pondered it and, you know, labored over the decision. He's been tortured by the back and forth, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. And he breaks up with her.
Yeah.
And I mean, shocked. Obviously, now watching this when he was panicking this whole episode, you're like, oh gosh, is this coming? Is this coming?
Yeah.
But I was really surprised that he ended things. I thought what was going to happen is that he was going to reveal to her that he doesn't know if he's ready. And then she's going to go, I don't know if I want to do the fantasy suite with you. And then there'd be the rose ceremony and she might send him home. I didn't think was going to take the initiative and end it himself.
I know. I was really surprised because he basically dumped her.
Yeah. And it was very much, did you watch Desiree's season? I don't think you watched Desiree's mm-hmm. season, did you? It was very much a Desiree and Brooks moment mm-hmm. where in Desiree's season, there was this guy, Brooks. He was a handsome model. She was infatuated with him from day one. Like, it was obvious that he was the guy. And then I think I could be wrong. So
I know about this. This is legendary.
Legend.
He leaves, and she's devastated.
And I believe there were three guys left. I think it was the same thing.
Did she want to end it when he left?
Yes, she was a mess. And the guy that she ended up choosing in the end, they've been married and have kids together.
Yeah, I know. So Zach and Tayshia?
Zach and Tayshia, maybe.
Well, what I was really surprised about, actually, is that, as we brought up earlier, she said that she thought it was going to end up with him. And every single day she said, it's Brendan. I was a little bit surprised by that.
I was surprised by that, too. I was also surprised. Like, I know that Tayshia has been so incredible through this whole process. So generous, so forthcoming.
So genuine and real.
So genuine and real. The way she handled that breakup was, like...
I think she was a little flustered. I don't even think she knew how to handle it.
No, I think she was in shock, too. But the fact that she... Like she said to him, like a younger version of myself would have been really pissed off.
Mm.
But I understand because we've both gone through divorce. It's just so...
Yeah, it was all in all quite a mature breakup from all
so
sides, I thought.
So just generous of her to be able to, in that moment of her radical pain, to be able to see that perspective. There's no way I would have probably snapped. I mean,
Well,
if I was heartbroken.
I'm heartbroken he's gone, but I'm ready to get into the meat potatoes of the episode, in my opinion. All right,
yes.
Well, she has breakfast with Rachel.
She does. Rachel shows up. At first, I think, because I thought it was the sad, lonely breakfast, and yet here she shows up. And finally, they really kept Rachel under wraps, because we got photos of everyone from La Quinta. Don't know where Hannah Ann is still.
We're watching, and Jess goes, Hannah Ann! No. Rachel! But, you know... Jess has been dying to see Hannah
Ann
appear.
I'm just waiting to see why was Hannah Ann there?
I know, it's torturing me as well.
We're never
going to
find out. We're never going
to
find out. But we get Rachel, which I'm so happy about, because through this whole thing, when we were seeing the JoJo pop up, Becca K pop up, which it's all been great, but it's like, hey, why can't we have this moment with Rachel, who was the first Black Bachelorette, to have a moment with Tayshia in this conversation? And so we finally get Rachel. And they talk about the men. And that's when she talks about, Tayshia at first talks about Brendan leaving. Mm-hmm. But she has like such clarity of mind that she's able to see that like, hey, I'm glad that this happened now versus mm-hmm. later.
Yeah.
And she still is excited about Ivan and Zach, apparently. But then she brings up Ben. And that's when I knew Ben was coming back, obviously.
She said, Ben. I liked Ben. And she said 10 years in the military had hardened him. And Rachel defends Ben's lack of emotion. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then we know that it's coming.
We know it's coming. Well.
So should we get to it?
Let's get to it. Let's get into it. Another unpopular opinion.
Jumping in with Tayshia sits down with Chris.
He shows up and he sits down with Chris. And we know Chris likes Ben because Chris Harrison actually has posted about Ben on his hard feed where he posted about Ben, about how Ben crushes him in the gym. He would like train with Ben while they were on site.
Okay. I thought you were going to say he was posting about like Ben's bravery, talking about difficult topics.
He also posted.
Crushes
him. He's talking about how him and Ben. So obviously they have somewhat of a relationship. If he's training with him in the gym every day.
Well, even for the Ben stands, though, I think people can agree with us on some of the logical points that we're going to make about this.
I think this, yes, I would say this.
Because, well,
it goes back to our conversation that we had last week, that Ben was so instrumental in the show in so many ways and brought up topics that are forever, I think, going to change the direction of how they have conversations.
Yeah, and he set a precedent so that others, you know, who go after him can be open and vulnerable about the topics that he brought up.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it made a lot of people at home watching the show feel really seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But in this specific circumstance, and you know me, through this whole thing until last week where I was like, hey, I think he's a super sweet guy. I still think he's a sweet guy. This, though, to me, I was not down with because the way that the conversation went down with Chris Harrison.
Like, this is where I'm sort of like, okay, you're already contradicting yourself, buddy. He starts out being like, to Chris, I don't feel the need to come back in her life. Mm-hmm. He says something to that effect. I don't think I got the right words down, but something to the effect of I don't feel the need to come back in her life. And then Chris goes, but are you in love with her? And he goes, yes, I love her. I'm in love with her and I need to tell her. And mm-hmm. it's like,
yeah. And he said
why though?
And when he said, I don't need, I don't feel the need to come back in her life, but he said, I just feel like I need to express myself.
I understand,
especially with someone who obviously was having these emotional blockages like he was having, that you need to have closure and you have to have that conversation. And I welcome that conversation after Tayshia is
done
filming.
Have it after the final rose.
Yes.
Like you're supposed to.
Or even contact her outside of the show.
Give her a call.
But Tayshia, it would be very different, in my opinion, if he would have left on his own accord like a Brendan and then showed back up. But Tayshia sent him home.
Yes.
Tayshia chose to send him home.
I also understand him coming back saying like, I'm sorry that I didn't show emotion and I apologize if that made you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yes.
But
it was this weird like, I don't feel the need to come to, he's saying, I don't feel the need to be back in her life, but I need to express myself, but I'm in love with her. And it was a lot of mixed messages where it's like, so you want to come back.
He was also making the assumption, which always sort of irks me, if I had told her that I love her, then I wouldn't have gotten sent home.
And
it's like, that's quite the assumption to make.
And I don't think, unless I'm missing something, which I could be, but I don't believe that Tayshia in their final conversation together said to him, if only you would have said this.
No, she was quite vague about it, actually. And was just like, it's time.
So to me, it's not fair to put Tayshia in the situation where she sent you home. And I know that's so painful and difficult, but she sent you home and she made the choice to have these three men as her final three. She's in fantasy suite mode, which is obviously then very intimate and more emotional, perhaps, because you're getting closer to the people. And then you're going to show up and make this declaration that is going to send her for a spiral. Like, it really will.
Okay.
Regardless. And so to me, yeah. It is selfish to show back up and be like, I need to express myself. Again, it's understand the need.
Who is it about, though, in that moment? It's about him. And like you said, understanding the need to do it is one thing, but the choice of the timing is incredibly selfish.
And I would fully support, I would 100% support if he would be like, I need to contact her as soon as she's offset because I need to have this conversation. Also, if this could have been this moment where she chose someone or doesn't choose someone, and then they work out ultimately and they get back in contact.
Now,
and that's her making the decision.
This is the thing, though. I did go back and I talked to Ari. That was at the extreme prodding of producers after I had already gone home. Like, the extreme prodding. But this is where I feel strongly about. And
do you think that they were really prodding Ben to come back?
I'm sure it didn't take much prodding, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But aside from that, one thing I did with Ari is I said, specifically, I don't want to come back. I just want to talk to you about these things.
You made it very clear.
I said, I'm not asking to come back. And like, I don't want to come back on the show. Like, mm-hmm. we had our time, but like, I want to talk about this. This is something that really bothered me about this thing with Ben. Okay. So we need to get into her actually talking to him. So he just shows up, as one does. And like we talked about before, it's devastating to think that she possibly thought it was Brendan showing back up.
Oh, my heart.
And he's like, I know I'm catching you off guard, and, you know, starts to explain the night and is like, I'm sorry, that was horrible. I didn't see that coming. She looked annoyed, and she when he said, I'm sorry, that was horrible and whatever, she rolled her eyes. She literally was like,
yeah, this is again another situation where I genuinely can't read Tayshia.
No, me neither. Especially after the Bennett situation where we thought she hated Bennett. And then in interviews, she's like, I don't even know how to feel.
Yeah. So I'm like, if there wouldn't have been the Bennett moment before, I would have watched this and been like, oh, she's so irritated. But then we catch her off camera talking to producers,
right, being like, what do I do?
What should I do?
And she's like, irked about it, but in a way of like, now I have these feelings. I don't know what the fuck to do. Mm-hmm. This is what bothers me, though. He was pussyfooting around. I can't think of a better word for it. Sorry. He was pussyfooting around like he said to Chris initially, I don't know if I feel the need to come back in her life. Oh, yeah, but I love her. And then when he's in front of Tayshia, he's going, the life we could have together keeps me awake at night.
Yeah,
I couldn't leave. I had to tell you. I don't know what I'm asking for, but I see a life with you. And I'm like, no, you either come in and you say, I'm not trying to come back in. I just want to have a conversation with what happened and apologize and say, I'm sorry for not showing emotion.
Or you
that
say,
was me having my blockages up. Or you say, I'm here to come back. I want to keep going with you if you'll have me.
Yes, 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 yes.
And he's not doing that. He's
putting it out there and, in my opinion,
in a bit of a manipulative way.
Yeah, it's a stressor for the lead who, by the way, and I know he doesn't know this, who, by the way, just went through a terrible breakup with the person that she thought was her number one. She's very stressed out. There's so much going on. And then he comes back. And I will say this. We got to say this for Bennett. Bennett, what was he direct? Did he say, or he just said, I love you? Was it the same? Did they just have the same exact conversation?
Kind of, except Ben did threw even more contradictions where he was like, I don't know what I'm asking for. But I picture our children together and our life together. Like, you can't have both. You can't say, I don't know if I want to come back into her life, but I'm in love with her. But I don't know what I'm asking for. But I see our children and our family and marriage together.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I'll say this. You know, I think Tayshia is very, very different than me. And I think Tayshia is, I believe Tayshia is more skilled than I am at knowing specifically what she wants. But I'll tell you, if I was in the bachelorette position and this happened, someone who I already sent home coming back and not being direct, like you said, whether it's about, hey, I want to just make this clear what I meant and I apologize for this, or
I want you back.
It would make me feel so much anxiety because I would feel, and again, my tendencies as a people pleaser, I don't think Tayshia's wired the same way that I am, but I would just be like, oh my God, I don't want to shut you down, but I'm also stressed, but do I want you back? And your emotions, you're so stressed out anyways. Like, your emotions are so all over the place. And I think Tayshia, one of the things that Tayshia has done so well is she's been so specific about who she wants to keep on, who she wants off. She's been very direct about everything. And I think if she really wanted Ben to be there, he would have stayed even though she didn't say, I love you.
I'm also fucking sick of men not being like, how did you feel about this situation? How did you feel when I left? How do you feel now? How do you feel about where our relationship was headed? Yeah. Do you feel like things would have been different if I told you I'm in love? No. Instead, it's this whole, I feel this way. I feel that way.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to commit to anything. I'm just going to kind of throw feelers out and see what's going to get me. It feels to me like he's almost like throwing out feelers to see what she's going to hook onto. And then he'll take that direction once she shows once she hooks onto some approach.
If she would have responded and been like, you're not coming back, then he would have been like, I just wanted to make this clear because I respect you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And had she been like, I just want it. And if she said, I just wanted you to affirm to me how you felt because I was starting to fall with you, then he would have been like, Tayshia, I'm still falling in love with you. And let's do this. Let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He's trying to feel out what she's into so that he can then take that route.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just I don't like it. I don't like the vibe. It feels a slightly manipulative to me.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. And she starts to cry. She's feeling very confused. Like you said, of course, this is, but I can't put all the blame on Ben. Obviously, like you said, she went through this very emotional upheaval of losing Brendan. And she's like, no, I'm not all right. And he's like, are you all right? He makes her take his hand. And then I don't know what happens.
And then we're left with Tayshia going and talking to producers, not knowing what to do. I'll tell you this much, from the preview of, I guess it's tonight when this comes out, tonight's episode, it looks like she brings him back.
It looks like he's in the top two. Looks like Ivan goes home before the top two. That's what I think. No. Looks like Ben's picking out a ring.
Not Ivan. I'm so, Becca, you know how much I love my Zach too. And when I saw Zach crying and saying he's blindsided, if Ben does anything and gets in the way, I'm going to be so upset. I'm going to be so mad. Protect Zach. And also what I'm really curious about too is now we see Tayshia's dad coming in and Tayshia crying and him being like, I don't want you to get hurt. And now I'm wondering, I'm like, is he talking about Zach? I don't think he's talking about Ivan. Is he talking about Ben? Because, you know, I could see, we were talking about earlier, you said that you could see potentially, and I agree with you, Tayshia's dad hearing about Zach's past and then being like nervous about that, right? But then I also could see, because we've talked about, we kind of have a similar energy maybe between Ben and Colton a bit, that Tayshia's dad wasn't a huge fan of Colton, that I wonder, hearing that Ben came back after Tayshia sent him home and him not being direct with her, that Tayshia's dad might be saying that about Ben. I don't know.
Yeah, he also could just be saying, it literally could be an offhand comment from the beginning of the day of dates, being like, your mom and I are here to make sure you don't make the biggest mistake of your life.
Very true.
And then they could both go, ha ha. And then the day
proceeds. Very true. Very true. Or he hears about that her number one man went home. And maybe it's time, like, he's worried about her going for somebody that's not like her first choice.
Let's talk predictions, because tonight it's all over. And, you know, I was wrong. Thought Brendan was
going, I was wrong
one.
Too.
But apparently we were right about picking up on what Tayshia wanted.
That she wanted. Oh, Tayshia.
So I'll give us that.
And then I was talking to you too, that when we were watching the Men Tell All, and that she felt sad to me. Now I'm wondering, does she not end up with anybody? Because Brendan was her first, and then she's caught in between, and she really likes Zach, and she likes Ivan, she likes Ben, but it's like, it's not, that wasn't her main person. And does she not?
Which, if she doesn't end up with anyone, her comment on Ellen of saying that Zach's marriage material sort of makes sense.
Yes. And then maybe she is missing Zach.
What if she ends up with Ben? Do you think that? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I say she ends up with Zach or no one. Those are my. I don't think she
would just date Zach, or do you think it's proposal or nothing?
Ooh, interesting.
Has she confirmed that she's engaged?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think she's dating Zach.
Just dating, not engaged. Yeah. Okay, interesting. I mean, that's definitely a potential.
I think that Tayshia could get engaged on after the final rose.
Okay. I'm interested to see if we're going to have, like, what after the final rose is going to look like. Are we going to have a big one? Because when I was looking at the airing time, it looked like it was only a 2-hour finale tomorrow. And there, I don't see an after the final rose after. It's just 2 hours. How are they going to wrap this up in 2 hours? I don't understand.
I think she's going to get engaged at, like, the end of the episode tomorrow night. Like, right before credits start rolling. To Zach.
Okay. You think she's going to get engaged? Okay.
Not on the show. Like, not, like, live she's going to get engaged.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't think either she's, in my brain, either she's with Zach in some capacity or no one. I don't think she's with Ben, and I don't think she's with Ivan.
I don't think so either.
Like you said, Ben's Instagram presence just feels single right now, and so does Ivan's to me.
Yeah.
Not that they're being weird, but there's just an energy.
No, I agree. I thought the same thing about Ivan's Instagram.
Which makes it, by the way, interesting that Brendan is so quiet on Instagram just in general, considering that he left.
I think he's just a...
just a quiet guy.
I think he is. I think he's been quiet on the show.
And I don't think he'll go on Paradise.
No, I don't think so. We both said that.
I don't think he'll go on Paradise. I would be really surprised. He seems like the type of guy who's like, I realized that this was a little too much for me. And I really like Tayshia, but it was just a little too much.
I think he's like a model who doesn't really like having like attention on him.
He seems like he's a model who doesn't like to model, but it just falls in his lap. Because when you look like that and you photograph like that, you're going to be a model.
Well, look, tonight is the night of nights. So.
Tonight is the night of nights. And I really, 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 really hope that Tayshia's happy. She seems happy in her Instagram, but then the mental made me nervous. I really hope that she's with Zach. Or she's not with no one. Ivan, though, too. But I don't think it has to be Zach, right? It has to be Zach or no one. I'm stressed. We'll find out soon.
We'll find out
in a couple hours.
So we can just leave it hanging like that. We're going to be wrapping it soon.
Let's leave it hanging.
And with that,
broads, chat soon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.